Ben Mihaljevic down in the dugout with Warbirds left-handed pitcher Andrew Healy. Andrew, thank you so much for joining me today.
Of course, thank you.
Want to take you back to your college days here. During your summers in college, you spent a little bit of time up in the Cape Cod Baseball League. Can you just take me through how unique of an experience it is to play on the Cape up in Massachusetts?
I'm not going to lie to you. I was up there for about a week and a half before I got injured. But my time being there, you know, learning about, you know, just life up there, you know, being on the Cape, New England. I grew up in Newport. I grew up there for family vacation, but the Cape was a different experience, really pretty. The house I lived with, I mean, they were great people. And overall, throughout the week and a half I was there, I really enjoyed it.
You spent a lot of time down here in North Carolina since entering college. You played your college ball at Duke. What have been the biggest differences between playing baseball at Duke and playing professional ball here in Wilson?
Honestly, the fan base. You know, at Duke, we didn't get much fans in the town. Here, it's nice to have, you know, a stadium surrounded with fans, you know, kind of by your side all the time.
Recently this summer, about 3 weeks ago, you celebrated your 23rd birthday. What have been some of your best baseball memories on your birthday?
Oh, God. Past 4 years in college, I've been away, or I've kind of been off of baseball. I honestly can't even think of one right now off the top of my head. They're always just, I feel like birthdays for guys are just no different than just a regular day, honestly. So I can't even think of one.
Nothing comes to mind?
Specifically on my birthday now, honestly.
All right. Hopefully next year you'll get something more memorable.
I didn't want to be boring and just say something this past year, but yeah, years past, I can't really remember, honestly.
Maybe next year. We'll continue on here. For you, last night, things really changed after the first inning. You retired 12 in a row to conclude your outing. What were the conversations like in the dugout here after the first inning that sort of set you on the right track?
You know, it's just kind of resetting. You know, you get out, you struggle an inning, and you want to build upon it. You know, obviously being a starter, you get to be more comfortable, like the more you go out and the more reps you take. So it was just a big thing of just kind of resetting. And then when you get back out there, it's a new day, a new start, and just almost like a refresh, more so a mental refresh.
Speaking of starting, your numbers as a starter are really, really good. They're a little bit better than your numbers as a reliever. What are the differences mentally for you in starting a game versus coming in out of the pen?
I try not to make it different. Unfortunately, it's lined up like that. And the mentality stays the same, just in forms of competing and wanting to get the batter out. I think just my whole life I've been a starter, and it's just being out of the pen is something that's new for me, and I still have to get acclimated with it.
Last question here might be the most difficult question for you as a Duke guy. I'm going to make you say something nice about the University of North Carolina.
I'm not gonna lie, UNC is an awesome place. Chapel Hill is a lot of fun. I don't even hate on it. We don't mind it. Obviously, the basketball rivalry is pretty intense, but I mean, it's right next door. They got nice people there and nice weather, so I don't mind it.
That is a great answer, Andrew. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, guys.
This has been Ben Mihaljevic down in the dugout with Andrew Healy.